You are listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre Hudson Catskill and this month's edition of The Score. I am Lisa Thomas.
And I am Margot Pelletier.
And we are your hosts. At the top of the show, you heard the song God's Child, music by David Byrne and Selena from the 1995 Brooklyn film Blue in the Face. Margot and I came across the soundtrack to Blue in the Face while we were in Seattle last month. And there was a quote from the inside jacket of the soundtrack that seemed pretty fitting for the new year. So I'm going to read it for you. And the quote is by one of the film directors. There was two directors for this film, but it's by Paul Astor. And it goes like this. I must say I am fond of my neighborhood, Park Slope. It has to be one of the most democratic and tolerant places on the planet. Everyone lives there, every race and religion and economic class, and everyone pretty much gets along. Given the climate in the country today, I would like to say that qualifies as a miracle. I also know that terrible things go on in Brooklyn, not to speak of New York and the country as a whole. Wrenching things, unbearable things, but by and large, the city works. In spite of everything, in spite of all the potential hatred and violence, most people make an effort to get along with each other most of the time. The rest of the country perceives New York as a hellhole, but that's really only part of the story.
2012 was a bit of a roller coaster year. Fortunately, it was the year in which the first person ever was cured of HIV in Berlin. But it was also the year of the enormous destruction of Hurricane Sandy and the 16 mass shootings in the U.S., leaving 88 people dead. The worst of those shootings, as we all know, took place a few weeks back on December 14th in Newtown, Connecticut. And that's just to name the tip of the iceberg. Making it through 2012 and past all of the end of the world predictions was no small feat. Now we're going to play a track for you to bring in the new year on a gentler note.
Wicked! Sometimes when it's late, I can't wait to call my baby in the 718. But just the other day, you know we had an argument. The kind you finish, can't remember where you started at. My head was bugging and I couldn't wait to finish it. Talking on the phone, so long my ear was getting wet. Know how it is, no need to share all my bills. The voices got raised, conversation got crazed. Was something about exes? Got the way of hexing relationships. I better get some Oprah tips. So to my baby,
it's where the love goes.
She drive me crazy. So to my baby,
it's where the love goes.
Sometimes she drive me crazy. Say to my baby,
it's where the love goes.
She drive me crazy. Say to my baby,
it's where the
why does every woman have to make a man crazy?
Oh, I mean, it's you, my. Yeah,
there's always static blowing up in my face. The alcoholic down the hall be telling me turn down my bass. So don't be surprised. They're gonna be burning and shooting and looting tonight. Lord. At times like this I reminisce about before our first kiss. She keep on passing me by and I will keep on wishing that maybe someday she will come my way and I will get to know her and show her my Marvin Gaye collection or maybe a few of my best Al Green selections and ride her to my crib and into my kitchen. I'll be her host and we toast some MB-2020. The poor man's Moet before you get your money. But just then, I might take a solo.
Solo, she couldn't hear me. But if she wants to, then she have to come near me.
So to my baby,
it's where the love goes.
She drive me crazy. So to my baby,
it's where the love goes.
Sometimes she drive me crazy. So to my baby,
it's where the love goes.
She drive me crazy. Say to my baby,
it's where the love goes.
Why does every woman have to make a man crazy?
Give me a lick of this, make me wind up my waist. Give me a lick of this, make me wind up my waist. Give me a lick of this, make me wind up my waist. Give me a lick of this, make me wind up my waist.
Lord have
mercy.
It leaves a gunpowder stains up in my brains just to think about the time if we could never love again. So turn out the lights and let's light a candle. It's time to let the physical overcome the mental. So to my baby,
it's where the love goes.
You drive me crazy. Say to my baby,
it's where the love goes.
Sometimes you drive me crazy. Say to my baby,
it's where the love goes.
You drive me crazy. Say to my baby,
it's where the love goes.
Why does every woman have to make a man crazy?
It's where the love goes. It's where the love goes. It's where
That was To My Ba-Baby, music by Spearhead and Zap Mama, from the soundtrack to the 1995 film Blue in the Face. For those of you who did not see Blue in the Face, the film was a Wang Wang and Paul Astor's film, and it was the follow-up comedy to the 1995 film Smoke. Both films centered on a fictitious cigar store in Park Slope, Brooklyn. Blue in the Face was created by stringing together many of the outtakes from the film Smoke.
Blue in the Face presents a series of improvisational situations at the cigar shop that involves the diverse and highly unique cast, including Harvey Keitel, who plays the shopkeeper Augie, and some of the customers are played by Roseanne Barr, Lou Reed, Jim Jarmus, Mel Gorman, Giancarlo Esposito, Lily Tomlin, and Madonna. Harvey Keitel plays the role of the shopkeeper ingeniously. He's so believable as that guy who stands behind the counter all day long listening to everybody without judgment. And he's somehow able to make light of everything. The sordid characters from the neighborhood bring in their troubles. They sound off and leave feeling better. And Augie, in turn, lets it all float off his back.
Let's Get Ready to Roomba, music by the John Lurie National Orchestra from the 1995 soundtrack Blue in the Face. We want to dedicate our show today to Lurie, a Native American woman who was attacked outside a convenience store in Hilltop, Tacoma on New Year's Day. Now, I know of Lurie's attack only because my father was working at the convenience store when Lurie was jumped. Lurie's story did not make the papers or the headlines around the country. She is a stocky woman from the Hilltop neighborhood, and her family lives on the Little Boston Reservation in the Hood Canal Peninsula. She came into the store to purchase a bottle of wine to celebrate the new year. During that transaction, she expressed some concern to my father about some men in the parking lot outside who had apparently been taunting her before she came into the store. Lurie exited, and literally a few seconds later, someone from the parking lot ran in the store asking my father to call 911 because Lurie had been punched hard in the face and was bleeding profusely from a wound to the head. My father went out to help Lurie. The attack had been quick and severe, and he stayed with her holding her head to keep her from bleeding to death.
Eventually, she was airlifted to a hospital in Seattle. And fortunately, we've heard that she's in stable condition, so we're rooting for Lurie's speedy recovery. Listen, we know times are hard and even desperate for some, but let's try to be good to one another this year and not go crazy.
City, living in a kennel and looking big and pretty. Meet the munch for business lunch, but your feet bleed under the table. Whoa. But
and snow. You dance with the broom and you're filled with ghosts. You smell like liquor and you're high as a hawk. You laugh to yourself but you talk like a rock. Ooh, ooh. Scaredy Kate, back in the hate. Doesn't answer the phone and eats like a tapeworm. She met Mr. Mack in 89, but she's 100 pounds heavier and won't go outside. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But so on in Joe, you're dark and slow. You dance with the boom and you're filled with ghosts. So on in Joe, strange, beautiful girl. You can take a woman's husband, but you don't wanna marry him. You just wanna hold him. Your table, expensive knowledge from 10 years of college, but when it comes to living, the book isn't written. Your brain's under M and the library missing. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So on and Joe, you're dark and slow. You dance with the broom and you're filled with.
Just heard Suwanee Joe performed by the Massachusetts-born singer Paula Cole. We've pulled together a soundbite from the film Blue in the Face to give you a sense of the movie. This soundbite, perhaps more than any other, cuts right to the core message of the film.
Hey, Augie, it's a lot of money. I'd be crazy to turn it down.
After 19 years, you're just gonna walk away? I can't believe it.
It's dollars and cents. You know, this sir's been losing money for years. You know it as well as I do.
But you've got plenty of money, Vin. All those real estate deals out on the island. I mean, you just wrecked this place off on your taxes.
It's too late. We're already in contract.
So the Brooklyn Cigar Company is gonna become a health food store?
Times change, Augie. Tobacco's out, wheat germs in. You know, it may not be such a bad thing for you either. I mean, maybe it's time you moved on too. I don't want to see you turn into an old man sitting behind that counter.
Everybody has to grow old. What difference does it make where it happens?
One more free cigar, is that all right?
You really should think this thing through before you let it happen, Vincent. I mean, yeah, sure, it's a dinky little nothing neighborhood store, but everybody comes in here. I mean, not just the smokers. The kids come in, the school kids for their candy. Old Mrs. McKenna comes in for soap opera magazines, Crazy Louie for his cough drops, Frank Diaz for his El Diario. Fat Mr. Chan for his crossword puzzles. I mean, the whole neighborhood comes in here. It's a hangout. and it helps to keep the neighborhood together. But 20 blocks from here, 12-year-old kids are shooting each other for their sneakers. I mean, you close this store and it's one more nail in the coffin. You'll be helping to kill off this neighborhood.
You're trying to make me feel guilty, is that what you're doing?
No, I'm just giving you the facts. You can do what you want with them.
That Augie, he's gonna drive me crazy. Just when I get the deal together, he comes in playing those violins. Brooklyn. Brooklyn, I'm supposed to care about Brooklyn. I don't even live in this town anymore.
Thank you.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 and this month's edition of The Score. You just heard a soundbite from the 1995 film Blue in the Face, followed by a really great track called Happy Suicide, music by David Byrne and Vijaya Anand. The Blue in the Face soundtrack was released on the world music record label Luwaka Bop. David Byrne founded the label in 1990. It was originally created to release Latin American compilations, but it has grown to include music from Cuba, Africa, the Far East, and beyond.
It might be of interest to our listening base to know that in 2005, David Byrne initiated an internet radio station simply called Radio David Byrne. Each month, David posts a playlist of music he likes, linked by themes or genres. Byrne's playlists have included African popular music, country music, classical operas, and Italian film scores. When we checked Byrne's site out this week, his playlist was of pop songs. You can never be too sure what music or art you'll discover on his site. We have another track from the film Blue in Your Face to play for you right now.
Thank you. don't want to talk to you. I don't want to say anything to you. If he comes to the door, don't let him in.
Really?
Yeah, where's the money? I know he keeps money around here. Where's the money?
Counting up.
I know that he's got like a secret stash around here someplace besides what's in here, right?
No, no.
But I'm taking this too.
What's wrong with you? It's only today's receipts. What are you doing?
I'm taking the money. I'm going to Las Vegas by myself. I asked him to go and he doesn't want to go, so I'm going to go to Las Vegas. Not only am I going there for a visit, but I'm going to go there and I might even live there. You know what I mean?
What?
What happened? I told you what happened. He's a bore. I'm going to do something exciting. I'm going to go to Las Vegas and I'm going to wait to see Wayne Newton. You know what I mean? And then when I see Wayne Newton, I'm going to chase him down the street and I'm going to mount him like Trigger. I want out and I want to go have fun. Don't try to talk me out of it. Because last time I tried to talk to you, you have nothing to say to me. I have nothing to say to you and I'm not having nothing to say to him. And you're going to tell him that for me. Nothing about your life is boring, right? You're just terribly excited about everything that you do. Everything's like A-OK, okey-doke, right, by you.
I'm in a good place, yeah.
I don't think you're in a good place. I've known you for a long time. I don't think you're in a good place. I say that as your friend. I think you could be in a better place.
Like where?
I don't know. I think you could be in a better place. Like, I think you could be in a better place. Like, Las Vegas is a better place. Would you want to go with me? I think you deserve to be loved. I really do think that about you. And I know you don't have that. And I could do that. I could.
Doc, this ain't right. Listen, I really care about you. I really care about you, but this ain't right.
Listen. Nothing's right.
No.
Nothing in the whole world is ever right. You know, things that are wrong are good.
Yeah.
They could be good. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
They could
that's
be
right.
good.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to kiss you.
This is a wrong. That's wrong.
I have always wanted to kiss you. Just
well,
let
I can't
say
I haven't wanted to kiss you either. I can't say no. Stop. I want you to stop it.
Okay, I'm going. Bye.
That was Tango Appassionato by the Argentine composer Astor Piazzolla, followed by another soundbite from the film Blue in the Face, which you can tell that was Harvey Keitel, who was playing the shopkeeper Augie, being kind of seduced and harassed by Dot, who's the owner's girlfriend and wife, which we never really know for sure if she's the girlfriend or the wife, played by Roseanne Barr, who I think did a great, great job in that clip, in that scene. Another thing that's kind of interesting to note about the Blue in the Face film was that actors were told to improv a lot of the scenes, and they could kind of go till they were blue in the face. And so many of the scenes were improvised, and it was really, really great. If you have an idea for us here at The Score about a show you would like us to do, we are all ears and we would really love to hear from you here in 2013. Feel free to send us your suggestions to thescore44@yahoo.com. Again, that's thescore44@yahoo.com. We would love to hear from you.
Another great thing about the film Blue in the Face was the diversity of the people within the cast. You hear from Lou Reed, for example, who talks about everything from his eyeglasses to what he thinks about living in New York. Jim Jarmusch gives us his take on cigarettes and quitting smoking. Malik Yoba comes in as a watch salesman. He comes into the store trying to scam Augie and Tommy Finelli, who's played by Giancarlo Esposito. He tries to scam them into buying hot watches. At the same time, RuPaul's out in the street leading a group of people dancing. And at one point, Madonna actually shows up to deliver an over-the-top singing telegram to Augie from his boss, who is in fact off in Las Vegas with his girlfriend slash wife.
Yeah, I guess Dot, played by Roseanne, finally convinced him to go. Now, we have a couple tracks coming up that are not on the soundtrack, but were inspired by people who are in the soundtrack. And the first song we're going to play is the song Fever by Madonna, which was actually in the film, but sung by a different actor, but didn't make the soundtrack. So we're going to let Madonna sing it for you since she was in the movie. So enjoy. And then we'll have a track by RuPaul, the lovely RuPaul, after that.
You give me you give me fever.
Your lips and make love count the
Moon Walker,
Janet,
Titty Flame,
Latoya,
Hey Toy Toy,
Tito,
Burrito,
Reeby,
Centipede,
Jermaine,
Insane.
I have one thing to say, Sashay, Shantae, 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 Shantae. I have one thing to say.
It don't matter what you wear,
it don't matter what you wear,
and checking out your savoir faire, yeah, yeah, yeah. It don't matter what you do,
cause everything looks good on you.
Work it.
That was Supermodel, performed by the lovely RuPaul and preceded by the track Fever, sung by Madonna. We have one more track coming up from you from the very, very end of Blue in the Face, which will be performed by Lou Reed, and it's entitled Egg Cream. It's kind of an obscure track, so stay around for that in a moment. But before we sign off, as always, we have some parting words from Margot here at The Score. So, Margot, what do you have to tell us?
Well, I think that the overriding message of the film Blue in the Face is a very simple one, but an enormously difficult one to implement. One that I think we should all try to implement in our new year, 2013. And this is what I think it is: to listen to people. People need to be heard. Maybe we can all nurture a little of what Augie, the shopkeeper, has, the ability to let people air their grievances, their fears and their hopes without judgment. Sometimes it's just enough to let someone sound off and to be a sympathetic ear. That way people don't feel so invisible and powerless. All communities should have a place like the fictitious cigar shop in the center of Park Slope, Brooklyn. A meeting place, a sanctuary where people from all ethnicities and racial backgrounds, religious persuasions, sexual and gender identities, all God's creatures can find a momentary sanctuary. A moment where they are heard and acknowledged. Here at WGXC and The Score, we're looking forward to going into 2013 with you. Until next month, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbor, and before you do anything, make sure you know The Score.
When I was a young man, no bigger than this, a chocolate egg cream was not to be missed. Some new bits of chocolate syrup, seltzer water mixed with milk, you stirred up into your heady froth, tasty just like syrup. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. Now you can go to juniors Dave's on Canal Street, and I think there's Ken's in Boston. There must be some in L.A. But Becky's on King's Highway was the cream of choice. And if you don't believe me, go ask any of the boys. You scream, I steam, we all want cream. You scream, I steam, we all want cream. Up your nose, it made it easier to deal with knife fights and kids pissing in the street. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. So the next time you're in Brooklyn, please say hello for me at Antonio's for pizza and ice cream, at Al and Shirley's. But mostly you go to Becky's, sit in the booth and you say hello, and have two chocolate egg creams. Want to stay and want to go. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream.